Hey everyone, this is Hashtag Gotta Start Somewhere. I'm Kate.
And I'm Val, and this is a mumbo jumbo of... Sandoval's a liar, Sandoval's a liar, Sandoval's a liar. Hi.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome. It's been a minute. Did you miss us?
Probably not.
They did. Come on, Kate. They did. What are you talking about?
They did. Well, I think we're going to hop right into it because the world has been shutting down. And the one thing everyone has been talking about is the Vanderpump Rules saga with the Sandoval saga and the reunion. And people have been like watching Vanderpump Rules from like the beginning because they want to be involved in this. It's been like a very iconic time.
Yeah, I thought that you were going to do that, to be honest.
Nope. Not me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I'll just stay caught up on, you know, the times, but I'm not watching it. I'll just like stay caught up on the hot goss, but I'm not watching it.
And like, and here's the thing, it's so iconic, but it's also like heartbreaking because these are like these real, this is Ariana's life. Like, it's like everything was happening, like it all just like exploded on, and oh my god. And if you rewatch episodes from seasons before, like, bro, he is such a scum of the earth. So without further ado, I mean, do I need to give a recap of what happened, or should we just talk reunion?
I think the reunion is fine, but if you want to give a little recap of like here and there, that's fine too, but it's on you, boo.
Okay, it's on me. Okay, so the third part of the finale of Vanderpump's World just aired on Wednesday. So here's the thing. The reunion was aired 2 weeks after she found out on March 3rd. So all those emotions were extremely raw.
Fresh.
So what, and fresh. So clearly, like, she just went ham on Tom and Rachel. So I just want to give a little shout out to Ariana, when she's probably not going to hear this, because girl, she has been like, she's been so strong through all of this. And I can only imagine how many meltdowns she's had, like that she doesn't even talk about her, et cetera, et cetera. She said that in the reunion, for the first 3 weeks, she had to alternate her friends and family because she could not be alone. Okay. And she said this in the last episode of Vanderpump's, right? And so Tom, there was a scene where Tom was like, well, look at Ariana having all these parties. And we're like, she's not having parties. She's having family over, her best friends over, because you had an affair for like a year and you guys were together for almost a decade. Like,
in the public eye.
In the public eye. Okay.
It's already like bad enough to have an affair and like go through an affair, but like to be in the public eye, I can't even imagine that.
So here's the thing. So Tom Sandoval used to date Kristen Doty like season 1 or 2. Okay. Uh-huh. He cheated on Kristen Doty with Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande. Okay. Ariana Maddox. Okay. However, the Kristen Doty and Sandoval, they were like being super rocky, okay? Like it was a toxic relationship. She used to cheat, whatever. So Ariana was the other girl that ended up being in a relationship, but she was not a fan girl, okay? She was an OG from the show. She came on season 3, but still season 3 from season 10, you're technically an OG still, okay?
Right.
So that's that. Fast forward now we have the same cycle again. And it's just, it really goes deeper than that because, damn, what goes around really comes back around.
Yeah, it does.
It's just like,
and clearly he is who he is. Like, he's a POS. He's been doing this shady shit for years.
For years. And this is not, and the fact that he felt so comfortable having an affair in front of her eyes means that he's been doing that for multiple years without her knowing. Or she
exactly
turned a blind. She knows about two cheating things, which she forgave him or whatever. And then the public is like, oh, but you forgave him and whatever. Yeah, she should have not forgiven him. But like when you, she, he was going to fertilize her eggs. Okay. Uh-huh. This was all happening within like 6-7 months. Okay. They were going so, they were trying to go so strong, and he had an affair with her best friend. So it's not like it's just a rando bar. Oh, like I got drunk and I kissed a girl or I slept with a girl, one night stand. This was like a full on emotional affair, a sexual affair, a best friend affair. I mean,
the worst of the affairs.
The worst of the affairs, you know?
Because like you said, there's different like levels of cheating and affairs. And, you know, like you said, it's not like, oh, a one night stand, whatever, with a stranger. It's like, this is the worst because it's a full blown emotional love affair with your best friend. Yikes. With your,
they would sleep in the same bed together, all three of them. And although that friend group is a little like, you know, they're too comfortable with each other, you uh-huh. know, I think. I mean, the whole world thinks. Uh-huh. But nobody thought, why would Ariana think, oh my goodness, like Rachel and Tom are like having a thing. Because he flirts right. with her, he flirts with whatever, like all within each other, you know, so.
Right.
All right. And I just feel like it goes deeper because Sheena Shea, she's one of the originals. She was best friends with Tom even before they filmed Vanderpump Rules. Like she brought him onto the show, like when she auditioned. Okay, hey, I have a friend, audition. Okay. So not only did he mess Ariana up, he messed up friendship with Sheena. And he goes to her, well, Ariana threatened to kill herself multiple times, which A, you should never say that like on live air, on camera. Like that's disgusting.
No.
And then B, what Sheena said, oh my gosh, she delivered. She needs an Emmy. She goes, and that's fine if she felt that way or she said that. But what you do is you pick up the phone, you call her mom, you call her best friends, you fly them up here, and we pick up the pieces that you left. Oh my God, I have chills. Woo! You don't just like do a, like you just don't stay with a person.
No.
Okay. But I personally think, and I think this is like a grand opinion of the majority of the audience, that he wanted his cake and eating it too. He was like, let me see how long that will last.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sounds like it. Yeah.
So it's just.
Where do Tom and Rachel stand now? Are they like still together? Or?
We don't know. Okay. So she went on to, after she filmed the reunion, she went on like a mental little hiatus. Health facility. Okay. She showed no emotion in the reunion. She had to be like fucked up on like Xanax or something, like something to like numb the pain or something like that. Right. Or she's just a vile human being, which I do think that she is a vile human being. Okay. Right. Her defense was like, well, Lala and James, you guys fucked. And they were like, yeah, that was like 8 years ago and you weren't my best friend, ho. You know, like right. they're just trying to like the whole time Tom is like, we only slept together one night. We only slept together one night. We only slept together one night. When in reality, the affair started, I believe, last June. Okay.
Right.
They went to Sheena's wedding in Mexico. They fucked at least 5 times and Ariana was in Mexico.
Oh, God.
Okay. So the reunion ends. Ariana has said some iconic lines, but I want to say this. After like Bravo's like, oh, we have a big drop. The big reveal is that the timelines didn't add up, which we all knew. This is the first time we've seen Rachel cry. And she goes, I'm going to get in so much trouble, but like we shouldn't be having sex when like my best friend's was at a funeral. So Tom didn't go to Ariana's grandma's funeral, okay, and stayed wow. home with Rachel.
Wow.
So he really, like, just like disgusting human beings. And she was crying. She's like, and Tom doesn't want me to say this, and I don't want to alienate myself from like my only friend that I have. So And then she had the audacity to say, now I know that what I did caused a lot of, like, was a lot of damage. When she was interviewing with Andy on 101, she really thought that her, Ariana, and Tom were going to be like a throuple. Like, this bitch is delusional.
She's like, yeah, it's like
they both did it. They both did.
You're believing all the lies that you've been
like. They
telling.
Live in like a cute little fantasy world, okay? And after the
delusionalville.
That's where, and I don't want to speak on someone's mental health, but like, how do you not have any remorse? You know, she texted Ariana the night that she found out, I'm so sorry you had to find out this way.
I mean, yeah, that's. I mean, not only is it disappointing for you to do that to your friend, the being in the public eye is just like, that just makes it 100 times worse. And like, I don't know their friendship. And like, obviously we don't know the inner workings of it, but it's like, how, like you, I'm sorry, that's just not like a real friend to begin with. If that's, that line was crossed, you know, because like I could never do that to one of my friends, like
no, and never. Not even an acquaintance, no. Like, you know, there's no,
just like, as a woman, so it's like you're clearly a POS. So, like, there's
and even though we should do the blame all on Tom because he's a narcissist, like he's a, oh my god, narcissist with a capital N, but as a woman,
very into himself.
Oh my God. Yes. Very into himself. But as a woman, I feel like you know better. Like, we're better creatures. You know, like, we are supposed to be the straight edge, the, you know, the voice of reason. You know, she could have pulled a Joey from Friends and be like, yo, Ariana, I'm in love with Tom. Okay. This is what happened.
Right.
And that's it. But
that
she went around
more respectable than what she did.
She,
I mean,
gave no fucking fucks.
But, you know,
like, she gave no fucks. She and this was not on air. We found this out in the reunion. Sheena approached Rachel and said, do you have anything that's going on? Like, what's going on? And she goes, no, I would never do that to you, to Ariana, or to Tom. Comment that did not age well. Okay. So, Sheena goes to one of her friends. I trust Rachel so much that I trust her in the same bed as my husband.
Yeah, that didn't age well. I'm sure she wants to retract that comment.
Yeah, she said it in her podcast that she's like so cringe and so embarrassed that she said that. And, you know, she got played. She got catfished.
Uh-huh.
Like, she also got catfished. So it's like, she's mourning her best friend's, like, betrayal and then mourning her own betrayal with, like, Tom, okay? Right. And then she's mourning her betrayal with Raquel, with Rachel. It's just a lot of mourning going on. And it's just been really consuming.
That poor girl. God. What about the Toms? Are they still friends?
No. So, okay, here's another thing. So, as your best friend, the weight that Tom Schwartz had over Tom Sandoval was, like, really, like, was uncalled for. And we didn't even see in the show, he said it on the podcast, like, his dad was having open heart surgery. He had, like, an uncle that died. You know, him and, like, Katie's divorce was finalized. They were selling the house. And the whole season, the whole cast made out Katie to be, like, oh, a jealous bitch because she didn't like Rachel, okay? Because Rachel kept flirting with Tom Schwartz, okay? But it was just all a ruse. It was all a ruse, okay? And we think that she was flirting so much with Tom Schwartz to get Sandoval jealous, like, I'm sure he was probably telling her, like, oh, my God, I'm going to break up. We find out that their relationship was not as bad as it seems. There is a moment, what should have been the finale, where Rachel is like, well, you know, like, when you know, you should want to be intimate. And then Ariana's like, yeah, I want to be intimate with Tom. I love him. I think he's so fucking hot. But right now, like, oh, she said, my grandma died. My dog just died. The same day that her dog died, that she left, because she left the girls' trip early, that same day she fucked Tom Sandoval that night when she had to go put her dog down. Okay. So Raquel tells Tom, like, in the trailer. Oh, okay. There's so much. Okay. So Raquel sued Sheena, got a restraining order, because when Ariana called Sheena to tell her what she found out, Ariana and Raquel had Rachel just finished filming Watch What Happens Live. Okay. And I saw that live. I saw that episode live.
Oh my God.
She said that when she walked out that door and saw her phone, all hell broke loose. So Sheena said she only punched her and her nail just scratched her. Okay. Rachel said she got punched in the face. Homegirl had like a little like cat, like a nail thing.
Like a slap gone wrong and the nail caught her. Like,
yes. Yeah, so because
if you got punched in the face, you'd have a black eye.
Correct. Like, correct.
Yeah.
So because of someone from her PR team was like, hey, let's go do the restraining order. She had to be 100 yards away in a trailer. So Raquel and Sheena were not in the same reunion.
Right.
They had to switch off. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so pause. Rachel tells Tom Sandoval in the trailer, well, Ariana made it seem that your relationship was not that bad. She talks like a fucking moron, okay? Like, I don't know if you know this. Have you seen TikToks of her? She speaks like a moron. And then Tom is another moron. And Tom was like, yeah, well, you know, like, she used to compliment me. And then she stopped. And now she compliments me again. Okay. I'm exhausted. Okay. No, I didn't even answer the question that you first answered me, that you first asked me.
What?
So on Tom Schwartz, he went on a podcast and he goes, no, I haven't spoken to Tom Sandoval since the reunion. He's off doing his tour because he has a little Tom Sandoval and the Expandables. He has a little cover band.
Right. Okay.
Better, James, a cast member from Vanderpump, used to be engaged with Rachel, okay? And Tom Sandoval paid for the Rochella, that engagement party that James threw Rachel as Coachella, because these people are festival people, okay? And, you know, you throw out cash like that for the, you know, because Bravo's not going to, like, fund your lavish parties. It's good for the viewers, but they don't fund that, you know?
Right. That's your own money.
So now where everybody's thinking that it's been going on since that point, because they broke up their engagement last season 9. And when we go back, okay, when the internet sleuths go back and put like clips together, they were definitely like sleeping with each other at last reunion.
Sandoval?
I think so. Sandoval and Rachel. Wow. I think it's more than going on. Or maybe not sleeping with each other, or like the spark's already flirting because.
Right. Something already starting.
Yeah.
Dang, girl. That is like so much. So the reunions are already over. Is there going to be any filming, or like what's the deal?
There's no one signed the contract yet. Ariana said that she's not filming with Tom Sandoval and Rachel.
As she shouldn't.
And homegirl is thriving right now. She has all these sponsored like endorsement deals.
Good.
She's in a Tom Sandoval right now must be like hating his life, because when I tell you he's a like 100% narcissist, he's a narcissist. Everything has to be about himself. If we are talking about something, he'll go around and make it about himself. He's getting so much attention, so much traction, so much money. Good. All right. So in one of the last on Wednesday, Ariana was like, well, he was definitely cheating on you, Rachel, because him and I have had sex multiple times. And Rachel looked her, but fuck her. And then Tom Sandoval said, yeah, with a t-shirt on, it's really hot. It was really hot. Andy looked mortified.
Oh,
Ariana looked away and everybody was like, you fucking piece of shit, blah, 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 blah. So then Thursday morning, Ariana... Her she's thriving. She came out with merch that said, I've been holding off on merch. I wanted Lala Kent's merch, and I was like, I really want to really want to support Ariana, but fuck me in this t-shirt.
Oh,
and
my
it's her
God.
Like blonde, and she's like in the process of doing a sandwich shop like with Katie. They're opening it, that's their business. Uh-huh. And in the middle it's just like a grilled cheese like that, and like she has her hands and it's like bloody.
Wow.
And stuff like she killed it. Was great.
Smart marketing.
I'm telling you, she is like, and she's making her
girlies.
She's turning her pain into money.
That's what you should do.
So,
because pain sucks, so you might as well get some money out of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, there's more, but that's all my.
Is there anything else you can think of that you were like, oh my God?
Yeah. Ariana told Rachel to fuck herself with a cheese grater. So, in her defense, everybody on Twitter was like, she didn't have to be so nasty. Yo, this was 2 weeks. Like, she's so lucky that she did. Had I been in that reunion, I'm sorry, I probably would have gone to jail. Like, if I had that money that they can get me off in jail in a couple of hours, I would have beat her ass.
Yeah, no, I, like you said, 2 weeks after the fact, it's not like a couple months went by where you can like go through and process it and get through your shit. No, I would have been a fucking raging bitch too. Like, I would have said some really fucked up things. Like you said, you would have gone to jail, probably would have gotten violent. I can't say I wouldn't do the same. It's, no, that's crazy. That's crazy. And like, no, you are going to say shit like that and act that way when your supposed friend was having
an affair. Your best friend, homie.
Right, right. Your supposed best friend was having an affair with your man's for months and months on it.
And under your roof, under your nose.
Right, right.
And you know what piece of shit Tom Sandoval said? Oh, well, she would have found out I was cheating on her had she like chased me.
What?
You're a 40-year-old man. Like, she trusted you enough not to cheat on her, you fucking idiot.
What about the fucking paper towels? Her not grocery shopping or something, her not getting the paper towels.
Paper towels and batteries. Did you see her Duracell commercial?
No.
Oh my God, like I said, thriving. She
get your Duracell's, money, honey.
Yeah, she did a commercial for Duracell and she ended it with a bunch of batteries and paper towels. Okay, and Lisa Vanderpump, she's your typical boomer. Like,
oh, yeah. What is she saying?
She has money invested in TomTom. She has money invested in Schwartz and Sandy. So
she's probably just like treading lightly,
very lightly. And Ariana said in the first part of the reunion, she was like, yeah, my relationship with Lisa Vanderpump is going to be very different going forward. And then she goes, well, honey, why do you say that? And she goes, because you're still affiliating yourself with him. And I'm very grateful for that you put me on the show and on the map. But you know how I feel. I can't do this. And
good.
And Lala can't. Oh, because you know that Lala used to be with Randall. Okay. And there's like a whole scandal. It's another episode,
yes,
Mumbo Jumbo.
Scandal.
Yeah, the Randall scandal. Well, anyways, Scandal said, as you pulled your IUD out as soon as Stacey had a baby, got pregnant.
What?
He's just a disgusting piece of shit. Like, he treated these women like disgusting. And then Lala said something to Rachel. He's like, the way that he's treating me and the way he's treated you, that's how he's going to treat you. So, girl, take a look at your future because it's playing out in front of you.
Right. That's what I'm wondering, too. Like,
I just think that she didn't know how nasty Tom is. And I think that she's having like realization, honestly, because she's not
Rachel.
Very bright. Rachel. Yeah, she's not
right.
Very bright. So I don't. Did she think that like the honeymoon phase is going to end? She's 28
like he's
and he's 40.
Different.
Like,
right.
He's going to find someone hotter and younger than you. Like, bitch,
right.
You're about to be 30. Like, you're, you know.
Yeah. And clearly he's, like, extremely into himself and has, like, a crazy ego. So it's, like, you have to understand he's not going to, like, change for you or be with you like that. Like, look at his track record. He started an affair with his girl's best friend. Like, I don't know.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I would never put you up with that. If I ever have an affair, I wouldn't tell you to keep it a secret. But I'm not going to have an affair, so.
I remember you saying that the other morning. Like, that is a huge thing for a friend to hold a secret like that, you know? That's a burden, really. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to know about that.
Yeah. And good for
you wouldn't either.
And good for Tom Schwartz that he's, like, you know, doing his distance away from Tom Sandoval. But while he's touring the nation, giving away free tickets, Tom Schwartz is at his bar working.
Right.
Because he's a business owner.
Wasn't it their bar?
Yeah.
Or is that right?
Yeah.
That's a business deal, though. Like, you have to remove that side of things from business. Like, and that's what's her name is also doing. Lisa, like, clearly she's treading lightly with the whole thing because she has her money invested. And, like, that's it. Like, business is business, unfortunately, for a lot of people. So, But if he's, like, keeping his distance and, like, not getting involved, like, that's good for him. I'm glad he's doing that. But yeah, when it comes to his business, he's probably like, yep, yeah, it's just the business. What are you going to fucking do? Yeah, it's been crazy because like everyone and their mother has been like so consumed by this. I had posted something the other day and like two of my friends were like, watch Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, I'm good, girls. I'll watch like the drama, like the highlights of it, you know?
Oh, okay. There, Lisa Vanderpump is having, you know, I don't watch Below Deck. She's having a new show, something about French villas, and all the comments is like, oh, so it's like Below Deck on land.
Oh.
So what does that mean?
That's interesting.
I think they're going to follow her staff because she has
they'll probably follow her staff, or if she'll show like the behind the scenes of the staff, like catering to the guests and catering to her or whatever.
Let me tell you exactly what it is. Called Vanderpump Villa that follows the handpicked staff of LVP's luxury French villa as they live and work together to navigate every extravagant desire to their well-to-do guest.
So that sounds exactly like Below Deck because that's just it. That's going to be about the staff and like the behind the scenes of like the staff working for her and like catering to her.
Well, I'm going to watch that.
That's essentially what Below Deck is. So, probably not, but I mean, I might give it a couple episodes.
You're so honest, and I love that.
I mean, I have you to like fill me in on stuff. Below Deck.
Kate can only handle very few trashy shows at like one time.
I have a limit to the trash that I can watch at a time because I can't. It's too much. Like,
and what are your preferred trash shows?
Below Deck is like probably my number one. Jersey Shore, Love is Blind. And I think that's it. Do I watch any other trash? I think it's just those three. Yeah,
are you gonna watch Queer Ultimatum?
I remember us talking about it.
I started it. I like it.
Is it good?
I'm on episode two. These women are more dramatic, and it's just more drama, dude.
Is it all lesbians?
It's all lesbians.
So it's no men.
No men.
Oh my god. So yeah, I know it must be. It's probably going to be very dramatic.
No drama.
Oh, okay. Well,
like
then
you have to watch. You have to.
Another season of Love is Blind Brazil just came out. So, you know, that's my favorite. So I'm looking forward to watching that. I'm waiting for more episodes to come out so I can watch that.
Oh, yeah. So you can binge a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But Below Deck Sailing right now is so fucking good. And just like a little synopsis. So there's like different, you know, franchises. Mm-hmm. So Below Deck Sailing is a sailboat. So it's like a much smaller yacht and they go on like sailing excursions and stuff. So it's only three seasons, but it's a fan favorite. Like everyone loves it because it's the most dramatic of them. And one of the guys on there, he's been on this boat a long time. He's like the bosun, which is like the head person on deck, leading the deck team. Teams, the interior and the exterior team. So on the exterior team, there's this guy, Gary, who's like a fan favorite because he's really good for TV. He's like really fucking messy. And every season he's been in, he's like he's always getting in trouble because like he can't keep his dick in his pants and like he sleeps with everyone all the time and it's like a huge thing. So last season, Gary and Daisy, Daisy's a chief stew, so she's like the head person inside downstairs who like handles her team inside, and he's the head guy upstairs on the outside.
So there's two different crews?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the same crew. They all work for the boat, but it's just one is an outside crew and one is an inside.
Okay, gotcha.
The inside crew is all girls. The girls mm-hmm. wait on the guests and whatever, and gotcha, the outside crew is all guys.
Okay.
So freaking Gary, this guy, and Daisy, they had like a thing last season where they made out in the hot tub and everyone like couldn't believe it because they were like complete work enemies. Like they would be like getting so like upset at each other, and like she'd be like, Gary's so fucking lazy, he doesn't ever help, like this and that, like he's just sitting around, and he's like, don't ever say anything to Daisy, like it's always Daisy's way. And so they've like been going back and forth. Well, they ended up making out one night in the hot tub and they were like, holy shit. And then after that they kind of like sprouted like a friendship from it. And everyone was like kind of speculating at the reunion, like what's going on. And like at one of the reunions, because they were doing like the Zoom reunions at the time. And like Gary was at Daisy's house doing one of the reunions. So everyone was like, are you guys together? And they're like, no, we're not. We're just like really good friends or whatever. God,
that's juicy.
Right. So that was last season. So this season, Gary is like trying to get with one of, you know, Daisy's interior girls, and like they like straight off the bat, he's like trying to get with this girl. Never fails. The minute the girls come on, he picks which one he wants, and that's it. So freaking him and Daisy are like good friends, and Daisy and this other dude who's like the engineer, he does like all the engine repairs and stuff. And he's super hot, a fan favorite. Like he's just like a cool dude. And the last two seasons he's had a girlfriend. So like he's just been like the good guy watching all the craziness happen. And he's like, I'm kind of living vicariously through Gary because he's like, you know, such a madman and this and that. So Carolyn and Daisy ended up hooking up, and like, it's funny because some months ago before filming this season, Colin and Daisy were spending a lot of time together, and they were like posting each other on their Instagram. Like they're like, oh, we're in LA. Like they were going on like motorcycle rides and stuff. And people were like, wait, are like Colin and Daisy together? Like what the fuck is going on? So everyone was like, what's going on? Is it a romance? So then when this season came out, this last episode on Monday, they were like, they hooked up. Like, I don't know if they had sex, but I think they just kissed, but they're like really like lovey, lovey, dovey with each other.
Ooh.
And Gary got so fucking jealous and was like, oh, like, I don't know, Daisy. And she was like, you're fucking one of my stews. Like, what do you mean? Like it's been 3 weeks and you've been fucking around with this bitch. And like Colin and me kissed or whatever, and now like you're mad about it. Like I don't get it. And he's like, well, maybe I didn't know how to tell you I had feelings and all this like bullshit.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, girl. Oh, please.
So bad. So, you know, I don't know if it's the same for like Housewives or Vanderpump, but like halfway through the season, they'll do like a coming up for the next half of the season.
Yes, yes, yes.
So they had that. And when I tell you, it looks like a fucking shit show. And I just found out that Colin and Daisy no longer follow each other on Instagram. So clearly that ended up in a disaster.
Oh.
Because I guess Gary came out and said like, oh, like, you know, when we had sex or something. And then Colin was like, oh, you guys had sex? And Daisy was like, yeah, like, I'm sorry, like, it was a one-time thing, whatever. And he's like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, you told me that nothing ever happened, like, you guys just made out. So, like, clearly that ended in a disaster. And everyone was so upset about it because it's like, everyone was really digging them on their Instagram. They seemed to like have a really like cool thing going on. Mm-hmm. And now like they don't follow each other on Instagram. It was just her birthday. Gary wished her a happy birthday, but like Colin was nowhere to be found on her post. So clearly she's still cool with Gary, but Colin not so much.
No.
And I'm like, damn it. So yeah, it's been like so juicy, and I wish more people were talking about it because this season is so good. And it's like these seasons, specifically this franchise, is just the messiest and the most dramatic, and it's so fucking good. So good.
Oh,
so
my
that's
God.
My reality TV drama.
Okay, so I might need to hop on this. Like, I'm gonna need to like hop on one of them. Because okay. There's like Mediterranean too.
Yeah, so there's Below Deck Regular, which can be like usually Below Deck Regular is in the Caribbean, but there was one season they did in Thailand. But it's just Below Deck, Below Deck Mediterranean, Below Deck Sailing Yacht. They have Below Deck Down Under. That's a really good one. That's Australia. And then they have Below Deck like in Norway or something.
So Adventure. Which was the franchise that what's her face, Heather Gray, made an appearance on?
No, she was on Below Deck Adventure, which was a fucking horrible Below Deck, but she was really funny.
Oh, sounds about right that they were trying to bring like a housewife to juge it up.
Yeah, no, like it was horrible. I was like halfway through and I'm like, I'm already watching it. I might as well finish it out, but it was fucking horrible. If you are going to watch a Below Deck, you have to watch Sailing, and it's only 3 seasons, so like it's not like a crazy long binge, but if you are gonna watch it, you have to watch Sailing. It's the best one.
Okay, I'll add that to my list.
Add it to your list.
Okay, is Jersey still on?
So I just watched the reunion for Jersey Shore yesterday.
Okay, is Sammy on this season or it's next season?
Next season. So okay. Like this Family Vacation just ended like a couple weeks ago, and part one reunion came out last week, and I have to watch part two, but she's coming on the next airing, whenever that is. But they're filming now with her, obviously, so and they're filming with Ronnie, which is wild. So I don't know how that's happening.
I might just need to like, you might just need to give me your login information so I can watch that season live.
Yeah. And when they show the preview of her like coming back, the editing didn't look great. It looked like they were really trying to push for some drama because Sammy was like, well, I think you're over dramatic and I think you're this, and like kind of making her out to be like this annoying bitch. And I'm like, I don't know like how this dynamic is going to work bringing her back in, because like I know Angelina causes a lot of drama in the group, but maybe they're wanting it to be a little more dramatic with another person. So I am curious to see how she does that. And I'm curious to see if her and Ronnie are going to be filming together, because Ronnie is apparently back also. So
oh my God. Yeah. I think Sammy got paid big time.
She had to have gotten paid.
And you know, honestly, good for her that she held out all of this, all these years.
I know. I mean, honestly, I'm surprised she's coming back, but money talks. Like you said, like she's probably getting paid buku bucks.
Girl.
So
hey, I'll pay you like $15,000 to go hash up more drama.
Right. No problem.
I would do it for less. They don't know that.
I know. No, but you said you could never be on reality TV. And
no,
I
mentally
don't think
I wouldn't do it. But, like, yeah. I would love to be a friend of.
Yeah.
Like, I can be a friend of. Like
and you just be, like, on an episode here and there, like, talking with your friends.
Correct. Like, invite me to a party so I can bullshit a little bit. Oh, I didn't say that. No.
Right.
I did. Right.
And then we already have a hard enough time just on our regular day-to-day.
Yeah. So segueing onto mental health a little bit, our girl Lindsay Lohan is thriving.
Yeah. You sent me the thing that she's pregnant, right?
Yes. And she just looks so, like, beautiful and just, like, she's literally glowing.
And okay. You see, she went out of the eye for a long time, and
years
look what happened.
And years.
It really helped her. That's the thing. Like, that really helped her, was getting out of that eye. Unlike God, poor frickin', what's her name?
But you know what? No, I don't want to talk about Amanda, because when she was having a psychotic episode where people were like doing TikToks with her, she legit told this like cab driver, he's like, I'm coming down from a psychotic episode. I need help. Ugh, I feel bad. And she's so skinny. Like, I feel bad. And you know what?
I think that's really cute how you knew I was talking about Amanda Bynes before I even said it. I'm like, wow. How'd you know I was going to say that?
Because I know everything. But like, no, like, I just think that like her parents also controlled her and controlled her money and everything. Yeah. I just like, why? I don't know. But this is,
it's a lot.
It's just a lot. It's the lot.
And I just saw Hulu came out with a documentary for Aaron Carter. I want to give that a watch in my spare time, maybe.
Okay. I want to. That one, that one's okay, but do not watch the Britney Spears one because it's TMZ, like, it's, TMZ no, came out with a new Britney Spears documentary on Hulu, and no one can watch it.
There's a new documentary?
Yeah, and no, it's painting her in, like, a really bad light.
No, the only one I wanted to watch was the one that you and I watched together, and that one was really sad, and
yeah.
Yeah, no, I have no interest in that. I don't even know, like, what...
You told me.
Just had to like take a little break from correct, the whole Britney yes, yes. thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just got to, and there's something very wrong there. I think it's just way out of our control. Like it's something deeper than.
Yeah, I do think it's something deeper than, you know, because there's people that are like, no, it's this and no, it's that. And I think it's something that like we just will never know or understand, like, because it'll never be out,
it'll never get out, but it's yeah.
just a very strange situation. And correct. It was funny because my husband was like, oh no, she just hasn't had control over her social medias, and she never had social media, so now she just doesn't know how to post her social media. I'm like, no, that's not it.
That's not it. Well, that's what we thought back in the day, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh, Brittany.
Oh, man. So with that being said, I'm not really prepared for a high note. Do you have anything going on this weekend?
Yes. I'm going to be alone this weekend. No kids, no husband. Whoop, whoop. So I don't know what to do with myself.
You should have just a nice self-care, melt into your couch, and have some nice Val time.
Yeah.
And don't on your couch and like be a blob and watch something.
Yeah.
Okay, did you finish Bridgerton?
Like the weekend it came out. Yeah. I'm not even going to talk to you about it. Okay.
Yeah. I need to watch it. Because we haven't
watched it. So yeah, Kate and I have a list of like things that we recommend, and she's really, really petty. She goes, I'm not going to watch anything until you watch something. But like she's held this over me for like many months now. So now I've watched two shows. Okay. Also two shits, but two shows, one movie, a show. And she still hasn't like watched anything I recommended.
I watched The Obsession show. I told you that. I watched that right away. That was 500
years ago. I don't remember that.
That was like 3 weeks ago, maybe four.
No, that wasn't.
Yes, that was super recent. I was watching episodes like a month ago.
Oh.
And I finished it all.
Okay, so, well then.
Yeah, and I do have to watch Bridgerton because I already watch it, but yeah,
I loved we'll catch it. Up I, on that. I loved it.
Really?
I loved her story, her origin. Okay. I loved because it has to do with mental health, and you know how I feel. I just loved I loved it.
Good.
It's a little bit better than the other ones, my opinion, but to each their own.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know because I enjoyed the second one, but I loved the first one more. I did want to also ask you about You season 4. Did you like it? Did you like how it ended? Are you happy that it's ending? How did you feel about that season? Because a lot of people didn't like it, and I really fucking liked it.
Okay, so I only watched part 1. I didn't watch part 2.
Oh my God.
I know. That's what Shay said too.
No. No. We'll add it to your list. Damn it. It's
maybe
so
I'll
good.
Do it this weekend.
Yeah, maybe you can watch that this weekend because part 2 you'll get done in a jiffy. It's really good. Listen to your friends.
Okay, well, I'll watch it. I'll watch it this weekend. Scout's honor. But yeah, I'm happy attending. Oh, yeah. Speaking about shows, how do you feel about Kim Cattrall coming back?
Well, that is interesting. It's interesting that she's coming back for one scene in the last episode. So it makes me hopeful that if there is another season, I don't know if there's going to be another season, but it's weird. Like, I get it. Get your money. Apparently you're going to be getting your money for that scene, but.
Can I say, I'm a little annoyed. You're not about to talk all this shit for all these years, blah, blah, blah. Jeez. And then you're going to end up copping out for me. That was such a, like, a bad taste, because the shit that you continually, like, talked about, and then at the end of the day, money talks. But
and no, now you're just eating your words.
And now, and I personally don't like that. Like, I thought that she was a bad. I thought she was a bad bitch, like standing her ground.
Right.
But I guess this recession.
In this economy, she probably needs to get some money. I mean, like, who knows?
I can't really blame her. So, no, but I don't like it.
No, I feel you. It's like a weird thing because she's like clearly having to eat her words, and she made such a thing of, oh no, I would never. But like you said, money talks. So she must have gotten a fucking really good deal. And I'm sure she didn't, you know, make it a thing and just kept it really like professional and just whatever. But yeah,
I read an article. They're not even in the same vicinity.
Yeah, SJP. I read that too.
So like,
yeah, they're like staying away from each other. So that's also what I'm wondering, like, what is the scene going to be? Like, is it going to be with who, like, what characters is it going to be with? Like, it's just, I don't know. It's very strange. Very strange. Yeah. I'm rewatching it again, and I saw that it was the 25th anniversary of it. And I told you, I was like, it's so weird that I'm like the age of like Carrie circa season 4. Like,
oh my God, I think I'm going to rewatch. I guess I'll start rewatching Sex and the City. Is this the second time you've rewatched it?
It's like the third time I've rewatched it.
Yeah, you rewatched it in the pandemic, right?
Yeah, I rewatched it in 2020, and then I started it a couple months ago. So with my rewatch. So it's so good though. It's such a good rewatch.
Really? Okay.
Where it's is it so at? Good. And like, as I get older, it's on Max, HBO Max or Max or whatever Max. The hell it's called. Max.
Stupid people.
Well, with that being said, I hope you have a great weekend and watch You part 2.
Okay.
For me and T.
And you watch Bridgerton.
Okay. Yes, I will.
Not this weekend because you're a busy bee.
No.
CW, we're taking like our first BFF trip this year.
Yes, we are.
We're going to a Disney park. And I was like, oh, do you want to go drink around the world? And she's like, I'm not going to babysit you on my vacation. And honestly, facts.
Facts. I told my hubs, I said, you know, me and Val are going to Disney. These are the dates we're going. And I said, she said, do you want to do Epcot Drink Around the World or Hollywood Studios? And I'm like, we are not doing Drinking Around the World. And he was like, absolutely not. So even he was like,
okay,
no.
I could just picture him. Babe, no, you're going to have to like, she's going to be tumbling and shit. You know how Val is.
Yeah, exactly. Like in not so many words, that's exactly right. Like, you know, your friends, we know you. So
yes. Super excited.
Super excited. All right, guys. Well, hope you have a great rest of your day or evening, wherever it is you may be listening to this pod.
Until next.